Do you want to know what I really think of you? Because I know you. I know exactly what you're doing. You're probably lying there in the semi-darkness, eyes half closed, earbuds or earphones on or in, however it's working for you. And you're listening to the sound of my voice because you know what you asked for. And you know what you're going to get. Or you think you do. The problem is, you see, you're not just on your own in your bedroom. No, you see, I know your filthy little habits. Some of you are in cars. There aren't headphones. You're on your own, driving somewhere. Or you're on public transport, a bus or a train or something. Or even sometimes in an aircraft. And you've settled back to listen to one of my audios because what you want is a little escape. Just a few minutes. Just a few minutes of that pleasant tingle and warmth between your legs where you get to make believe that this voice is connected to someone who likes you, who sees you for who you are, who thinks you're... what is it today? Do you want to be beautiful? Do you want to be alluring? Seductive? Are you pretending today that I couldn't possibly keep my hands off you for more than a few minutes? Are you hoping that what follows this voice is frantic tearing noises as I rip your clothes from your body and then, with you stripped and bared before me, I take you as my right? It's not going to happen. Not today. You are awful. Not in a good way. Not in that playful way where you say something very flirty and then I pretend that I'm scandalised but at the same time aroused. No. You're trash. You're lying there in the dark, hoping to get turned on enough to masturbate. That's what you really want to do, isn't it? And if you weren't in public, if you're in transport, if in traffic, if you're in an aeroplane, well, you'd like nothing better than to look around surreptitiously and make sure nobody's watching you before you slide the hand that you're desperately curling up beside you between your legs. You'd like nothing better than to do that. But I'm not going to let you. Why? Well, because you asked for this. You asked me to degrade you. So you're not going to do anything until I tell you you can. And what makes you think you can earn that right? Oh, and it's not a right. I know most of you are American and you obsess about these things, these rights that you apparently have. Well, they're privileges here. Privileges that I grant, if you've behaved, if you've done the right things. And I can tell you right now, you are so sorely lacking. You appall me. You come here with your needs and your desires and your little urges and you pretend that they're not the same silly, squishy, squalid urges that everyone else has. And you'd like me to ennoble them somehow because my voice and the touch that you dream about and all the other things that you like to associate with the sound of my voice raise you up from the common clay that you are to something better, something purer. Because wouldn't you like to be my pet? You know exactly how I treat you. You've dreamt about it often enough. You've daydreamed about it. You've wanted to be at my side, even though you're not worthy. Not even slightly. Oh, I would have to do so much work with you to get you to the level where I might even be agreeable to be seen in public with you, let alone actually play with you. Good God, what do you think you are? Repeat after me. You're nothing. You're trash. You're not worthy to be scraped off the sole of my boot. No. If you're very good, and I do mean very good, if you follow all my instructions precisely, I might one day allow you to clean my house. I might one day strip you down and clothe you in something tight and demeaning and have you scurry about on all fours, removing the dust and detritus from my dwelling. You can move in my wake like an unhappy little duckling, which is pretty much what you are, until such time as I decide to notice you. And then, if you're exceptional, I might raise you up. Wouldn't you like that? Just the tip of my finger underneath your chin, lifting you from the floor to beyond drudgery and into something glorious. Oh, look, doesn't everyone just want to be Cinderella? It's wretched, isn't it? It's pathetic. And that's what you are. Fantasies like this don't come true. Why would I ever notice you? No, not something like you. Gods. What must you think of me, then? Am I cheap? Am I nothing? Am I nobody? I've got standards. And you don't meet them. Not now, but with the right encouragement. With the right training. If I could be bothered to put in the time and the effort. Maybe. Perhaps as raw material, you're not quite so worthless and useless as I first thought. I should probably take a proper look at you. I mean, I doubt if you can even kneel properly. But we'll have you sit pretty for me and see what we can make of you. You should do that. When you get home, practice. Find some time. You know you can. You always find time for this voice. Find some time to sit on the floor. Kneel, actually, for me. Thighs at 45 degrees. Back straight, shoulders back, chin up. Look as though you're worth something. Look as though you're trying to attract the right kind of attention. And if you can stay like that until it hurts, until you ache to be released from that position, then maybe, just perhaps, you'd be worth my time. You'd be worth the investment. And then, if you can manage that, if you can kneel like that till your thighs are shaking, then maybe I might even allow you to touch yourself. Did I mention you'd be doing this fully clothed? I didn't, did I? You won't be. I'd want you on display. I quite like the thought of you being knelt there in a bedroom, in a spare room somewhere, in the middle of your living room, if the fancy takes you, stark naked, and trying to live up to an impossible standard set by a disembodied voice, because you are that low. And when that's hurting, when your muscles are hot from the lactic acid build-up, when you're shaking and shuddering because you want so desperately to find a more comfortable position to be in, but your pride, your stupid pride, won't let you, because you don't want to let me down, do you? You want to be worthy. When you've reached that point, then you can take a finger, just the one, and you can touch the part of yourself that's most sensitive. If it's a nipple, play with your nipple. If it's your clit, play with your clit. And then you can do what you've always set out to do. You can degrade yourself thoroughly by having your silly little orgasm in the middle of the floor, in the middle of the house, in the middle of the day if you must. In the middle of the street would be best, because I want everyone to know how thoroughly you have sunk. And when you can do that without quivering, without saying that you won't or can't, when you don't stop and run away halfway through, when you can see that through to completion with absolute confidence that you're doing the right thing, then, and only then, I will call you a good girl.